It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, I know you!
You know me, big old bat, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
How you doing, Cliff?
Great. Kendall, this is the Busheltown Gay Pride Parade.
Yes, it is, Cliff.
Yes, it is.
I'm so happy that we again have been asked to commentate wonderful parades here in Busheltown.
Yeah.
And this is no different than the other. It's a wonderful parade. I mean, it is different, but it's no different as it's wonderful here in Busheltown.
Yeah.
It's no different.
I think to myself, what a wonderful parade.
It is. And we are up here in our glass booth that Charles has put together.
He put it back together. He sealed all the holes and the cracks with sealant.
And a lot of sealant in here.
He caulked it up. And so, you know, we're ready.
I think I'm getting high off all the sealant.
Uh-oh. It's probably because the sun's beating down
hard. It is hot in here.
It's hot. The sealant is melting and creating fumes. But anyway, this is the Gay Pride Parade. And in front of us right now, there's a wonderful, one of my favorite parade floats, Kendall. For people, my people. It's a celebration of Paul Lynde and Charles Nelson Reilly. Yeah, you know Charles Nelson Reilly from Match Game. He's up there filling in a blank.
Filling in a blank.
Yeah, and Paul Lynde, he's the center square from Hollywood Squares.
Oh, yeah.
And he was Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
I loved him.
Oh, and those are my people.
Your people.
Don't you think I'm one of them?
Yes, you are. If there was a Hollywood Square game show still going on, you would be the center square.
If only. Because
they'd have to get a bigger square for the middle.
Well, they're going to need a bigger square. Now, because of our popular segment, Host Match, you know, they are reviving Match Game with Alec Baldwin.
There's been several things I've seen on TV and in the news.
We're always on the cutting edge.
We are. Yeah. We're trendsetters. Bat setters. Ugh.
We're always on the cutting
edge. Fortunately for everyone else, nobody else has started doing that.
That'll be the last frontier.
That'll be the last trend that we set.
When just in the middle of a show, just people, you know, Stephen Colbert just belches in Bernadette Peters' face.
You know that Cliff and Kendall have really influenced America.
And I think that we have, if you ask me. Now look over there, our friends, they're coming towards our booth. It's Mrs. Butter 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 Journey, Mr. Snodbottom.
Look at that dress.
Look at it.
I love it.
Come on in.
Hello, dears. How are you, dears?
We're doing great. Now, this is a big rainbow dress.
Yeah, of course. I mean, dear, of course you know the history of the rainbow flag. Of course. I know you do, dear.
Everyone knows the history, dear, of the rainbows. God's promise not to again flood the earth.
Well, dear, you know, the original flag.
There's no more need for taking animals two by two, dear.
No, there's no need for that, dear.
Not going to be another flood.
There's no more floods. Well, we're good there.
It was a promise from the Lord.
But, dear, the original flag was emblazoned with 8 colors, dear. Did you know this?
8?
Yes, there were 2 extra colors, dear.
What, black and white?
No, dear, no,
for
dear.
For racial unity? Come on.
Dear, it was hot pink and turquoise, dear. But you know, it was just cheaper to produce 6 colors.
Cheaper by that dozen.
But dear, I have all 8 colors on my dress, dear. Isn't it wonderful?
I love it.
I love
your
dress.
The whole thing.
Everyone is going to love that dress. Did you make it yourself?
Did she make it herself? Of course she did, man.
Dear, I've spent weeks and weeks.
She's been up sewing late at night. I've been
with
giving
my
funky her strange beans.
Dear.
Looking good, dear. Have I mentioned how good you look?
Oh, right, dear. Thank you so much, dear. Oh, the first float is rolling along, dear. We better get to our places,
dear.
Oh,
my God.
Well, thanks for stopping in. Have a wonderful parade.
Have a great parade.
Shut up.
Obama.
Toodaloo tears. Okay, you know, I love the kitchen.
I love the stitching in the dress and all of it. I love it all.
Oh, I just love them.
There's so much to love.
What I think to myself.
There's so much.
What a wonderful dress.
To love.
To love. To love. To love.
To love. Cliff, to you know, love, speaking of gay pride, love, you know. Do you know that only two presidents.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Only two. Uh-oh. Have celebrated and made a proclamation for gay pride.
Oh, what the others were.
I know. The other...
Only Reagan and Hoover.
No, wrong.
No?
Obama and Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Obama's done it multiple times.
Love him. Yeah, Obama just won't stop doing it.
He can't stop.
He won't stop. Kendall, now I think this is tragically funny, because tragedy plus time equals comedy. Isn't that how it goes?
Something like that.
Something
funnily
like
that.
And this was definitely tragic, but now I just can't stop laughing because it's so crazy. In 1987, Delta Airlines, they apologized for arguing in plane crash litigation that it should pay less in compensation for the life of a gay passenger than for a heterosexual one because he may have had AIDS. I always knew I was worth less than Kendall. All you need to do is look at the time it takes him to reply to my text messages, and you'll see, oh yeah, you're worth a little bit less. But, you know, I just, is that not insane, Kendall?
Cliff, you know, I mean, there are so many laws and rules still today that come through that I just don't understand the thinking behind. But when you see stuff like that, how does anybody say, oh, well, I can pay less for that person? It's just like, there's no words. I don't understand it. It's ridiculous. And like you said, it's almost hilarious because it just seems like a plot from a weird old TV show that's not real.
It feels not real.
Yeah.
You know, but this parade is real and we're having a great time. If you are around and you're hearing us broadcast nearby from our booth, I want you to go to the corner over there. It's of North Shovel Street, the corner of North Shovel Street and Old Dump Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And they've got a big booth that celebrates transgender individuals. And it's just a big celebration. You know, they tried to get Laverne Cox to come and do mm-hmm. the parade. But she's very busy. She's got to do Orange is the New Black. She's got to revive Katherine Heigl's career. And but so she couldn't come, but they did set up a laptop, and it's playing the whole first season of Transparent from Amazon.
Oh,
I logged in for them with my Prime account. And
could have put it on a big TV or something. Everybody's crowded around that little...
Well, you got to go in the booth, you know, the little flaps of the tent.
So, Cliff...
Jeffrey Tambor is a revelation.
He's going to be here?
No, I wish. No. Just two people who look a lot like him.
We just got a tambourine.
Sitting in this booth.
So, yeah. Cliff, I have to share this story with
just
you.
Just share. For it's a safe space.
It's a sharing place. You know, in honor of this week... So my mother, you know, I love her to death. Everybody loves her. She's been under the weather, so she's not been on the show lately. But so she was in the hospital not too long ago.
Okay.
Visiting my mother in the hospital.
Yeah.
So this woman walks in to pick up her tray after dinner.
Uh-huh.
And she said hello and walked out. And my mother said, do you know, 2 days ago when she first came in here, she said, I met this woman at my other treatment and said, you know, do you have a girlfriend? And she said, I'm a woman. And she said, and she left, and my mom said, and I was so embarrassed. She said, I practiced all day the next day. And when she came back, I said, you know, I don't have any problem with if somebody wants to be a man or woman. So I'm not one of those people. She wanted to, like, she thought that it was a transgender.
Oh.
But it was actually a woman that just looked like a man. And she was like trying to say, oh, I'm okay with it. Uh-huh. And I think she made it worse because she told this person, like, I have no problem, you know, if you're uh-huh. a man and want to be a woman. And it was actually a woman. I was just cracking up.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It makes me blank.
All right, Cliff. Sorry, I was drawing a blank after that.
I was drawing a blank.
All right, Cliff, I'll start us out here. I've got a good old quote for you.
All right.
And, of course, one of the words can be blank, and you have to fill it in.
go over that one more time.
For the millennials, Cliff.
All right.
I know up on top you are seeing great sights, but down here at the bottom, we too should have blank.
We should have whites.
No, you missed it completely, Claire.
Completely?
Right.
Right.
That's Dr. Seuss. You're
you
on the turtle.
You gotta fight for your right. Kendall, my definition of a free society is a society where it is safe to be blank.
Fat.
Oh, it's all too safe for us
no,
to be fat.
No, open.
Open.
Who you are.
Just keep saying
I'll just keep
stuff.
Saying no.
Unpopular. Oh, that was about Adlai Stevenson.
That does make me feel better.
Remember when he said that?
Adlai, I knew it. So the fact that more people have been slaughtered in the name of religion than for other any single reason. That, my friends, that is true blank. Harvey Milk said it.
True detective.
No, close. Perversion.
Oh, shit. All right, Kendall. Hubert Humphrey had this to say. He said the right to be heard does not automatically include the right to be taken blank.
Seriously.
Seriously, Kendall, I'm asking you to fill in that. No, of course that's
it. Seriously? All right, Cliff, I got one more for you from good old Teddy R. Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh.
No man is above the blank, and no man is below it.
Oh, man. It's above the law.
Oh, that's right, Cliff. Not the poverty law.
Oh. There's a wonderful Barbra Streisand song, Above the Law.
Above the Law.
Yeah. It's from her Guilty Pleasures
Guilty
album.
Pleasures.
Guilty Pleasures. Last one, finally, for me, Kendo. You'll read this on the Statue of Liberty. It says, "Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden blank."
Pizza. Now, no. See.
No.
No.
Oh, thanks some more.
That was a rhyme.
It's door.
Door, the golden door.
Golden door.
Well,
lift
there
it
you
beside
go.
The golden door.
Got it.
Golden door. All right. Now, Kendall, before we go to break, I just want to ask you, now, Crockpot was supposed to tell you to prepare a list of all your favorite gays and lesbians, et cetera, et cetera.
My favorite gays and
yeah,
lesbians?
Yeah, so where's your list?
Oh, well, she didn't tell me. But I could do it by memory.
You've already listed them in your head many times.
I've already listed
them. No doubt. So let's just count them down, starting with number 10.
Well, I don't have them in a particular list. I didn't go that far. Let's see.
Who's your favorite?
You are.
Oh, of course. Obviously. But I'm in like another whole nother level.
Yeah.
So any because I supersede all.
Well, you know, in number two.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
All right.
Good old friend of mine. Magic friend.
Great pal.
Yeah, you know, we practiced magic many times together.
Yeah. I love horse.
I know you
There's
petitioned.
So many.
You petitioned.
Nathan Lane, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
you were talking about your great pal, Neil Patrick Harris.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, you petitioned Channel 81 for them to start showing those old Doogie Howser reruns.
I did.
And they do.
Damn it, I've made a difference in Bushel Town.
The system works.
The system called.
Reciprocity.
That's it.
No, Kendall, no, so Ellen and who?
Nathan Lane. I don't know. I'm trying to blank.
I can't believe you didn't name your very favorite one other than me.
Who's that?
Elton John.
Oh, Elton John, of course. Of course, of course.
One of your piano men.
He's my piano man. I don't know. I'm trying to play. I had a huge listen to you interrupting me to talk about the Doogie Howser show. They just kept popping into my brain. Now they're all gone.
Now they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
What about the new Spock? You like him?
The new Spock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
He's good.
I don't think I knew he was gay.
Oops. Just outed him.
Uh-oh. Right here on the show. Dropping bombs.
What about Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory? You like him?
Yeah, I like Sheldon. He's okay.
I wouldn't say he's my favorite, though.
No. He's one of my favorites. Pretty good. Now, my favorites are Lily Tomlin. What about her?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you can't have any problem with anything that Lily Tomlin does.
No.
Come on.
I listen to her talk about anything.
Oh, yeah. When she talks, I listen.
I will.
That's what I've always said about Lily Tomlin.
I'm trying to think of other like people of like her era that I love.
Well, Rosie.
Rosie, of course.
Of course. My old mantra, Rosie's on The View, Elvira's on Hulu. Now I'm, I just have to repeat, we're living for love, and we are living for love.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of living for love, I was, the other day, I was over at Hanky's Books and Bait as part of a whole gay pride celebration, mm-hmm. and it was Saturday morning, about 5 o'clock, and I sang just a huge, huge medley of Cher hits for about 3 hours. We did about 76 choruses,
big,
I believe.
A big turnout?
A big turnout. Big turnout. A lot of, there was big, like a worm clearance, and so that really brought them out. But I was there, and I was sharing Cher. And what about Chaz Bono? We should have got Chaz Bono. We didn't even think about getting him.
We should have.
Why didn't we?
Think he would have come.
Mr. Snodbottom. Come on, Mr. Snodbottom.
He's
falling asleep by a lesbian. And that's okay. We'll get to him later. We'll wake him up later and see and ask just why in the hell we didn't get Chaz Bono. All right, I've got to take a break.
I do too. We'll be right back after this. All right,
I'm going to go get some gay cotton candy.
Oh, okay. How is that?
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What? Keeping the coffee in the icebox?
Yes, Mr. Jones, it's a new kind of coffee. Roasted by a new secret process. Hence, this new Nonesuch coffee has a different flavor. A flavor preserved by vacuum packing. The flavor retained by refrigeration after the jar has been opened. Just taste it. You can't miss that delicate aroma, that clean, mellow taste. Yes, in cooking, the way to a man's heart is most of all through the coffee pot. Special for Movie Week, only 28 cents a pound, plus 3 cents refundable deposit on the jar.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Welcome back. Oh, remember when we were so gay we made a fan cast for Kathy Griffin all those times?
Yes, I do.
So long ago.
Oh, my God.
And oh, so far away.
That feels like a million years ago.
It does.
God, we're getting so old. Oh, look at that float, Cliff.
Oh, look at it.
One, oh, look, that is a rainbow flag made out of completely out of rye.
I love
it. Look at
that.
How do they dial that rye?
I don't know. It's called the rind bow. And I think it
looks great. A lot of rhinestones on it.
I think it looks great. I feel like there's so many gays that I've forgotten to mention, but, you know, you can't mention them all.
Yeah, well, they're all equal. And all right.
Sure. And that's what's important.
It is.
Is the equality that is in our eyes. One of my favorite things.
Oh, Cliff, yeah. I was going to tell you, we went to break. We were running so long, and I wanted to tell you the story, or ask you, did you watch the Tonys?
Tony. No.
You didn't?
No. Why would I watch the Tonys?
Well, I'll tell you why you would have, or why you should have. Jake Gyllenhaal was on there, as was Barbara Streisand.
Aww.
And I remember watching it, I was like, I wonder if Cliff's watching this. Especially when I saw Jake Gyllenhaal come out.
No, but see, I can watch their clips later.
Oh, did you watch the
and
clips?
Not have to watch everything
okay.
else.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you watch the clips. Okay.
Well, you know who I live for, other than love, is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal Oscar snubby.
Uh-huh. I know that.
He's a Tony snubby, too. They snubbed him, too.
I saw on Rye99's Instagram where Jake Gyllenhaal was like, Cliff, ignore this stat. I thought, we are way fatter than that.
We are. Where he was.
His arms aren't big enough.
He was flattering.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He's a normal guy. Don't you feel like it, you know, we're so fat and unattractive.
Don't sugarcoat it.
That it's hard for us to imagine, but it's a drag for him being like the most attractive person ever. Because even a little bit.
I don't think the struggle is quite the same. But yes, I could see where I'd be like, oh, I'm so tired of looking so great.
No, but think about it, because he's famous, and then like even people who didn't know he's famous, they would just think, oh my God, look at this person, and then they think that about us, but they're vomiting in their mouth.
But see, I get the same amount of stares, but I was like, God, look at that fat person over there. I know. He's going to eat everything in this restaurant.
See, and it's hard for you, so it would be hard for him,
yes,
too.
But I can only imagine, if people were looking at me and they're like, God, he looks good. I'm like, well,
When will the world wake up to the trials of being Jake Gyllenhaal? Well, only when they finally make a biopic of him, which I'll be dead. Because he'll live longer than me, so it'll take a long time.
Somebody that's just being born right now will play him.
Will play him, yeah. That's sad. And I'll never see it. Mm-hmm. So I won't be there to say, look at the tragedies.
We'll have it on Cloud to Cloud.
Look at the times he was snubbed for the Oscars. Oh,
here comes his Potter Butter churn on the floor.
Oh, thank God. Look. Let me open the door so we can talk to him. Oh, you look great on the floor!
Thank you, boss!
All right. The door flew shut, sorry.
Yeah, well, Charles didn't fix it.
It's got like this trick catch on it now.
We'll probably get locked in here in this hot box.
Hope not.
Burrs. Oh, Mr. Burrs, Burrs, you scared me.
Don't get locked in this hot box, Burrs. We'd hate for you to die like a puppy in a car in a parking lot.
Yes, we would hate that as well. I hope that does not happen.
It would be very sad, Burrs.
Aren't you so proud of Mrs. Butter 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 Churn? Isn't she doing so wonderful on that float down there?
Oh, I think the proudness, it just starts and it doesn't stop. Am I right?
That's right.
I was waiting for the top bottom to respond.
Well, pardon me, but I was so distracted by seeing my beautiful wife, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, on the float there with her beautiful rainbow dress blowing in the wind, and all of these wonderful celebratory people here. It's a beautiful parade, Bowers.
It is, and it's a beautiful day for it.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. You know, when I think to myself, what a beautiful day it is.
I've never been met with so much sarcasm as on this show.
There's no... what you don't notice is that there's no sarcasm because it's just complete sincerity and you just mistake it for sarcasm.
I'm just not used to it.
Maybe that's this. It's not used such to such a cynical world. You're not used to the sincerity that I bring to the table
every
day.
Just like the Christmas tree in Charlie Brown.
Oh, Bowers, I don't know what you're talking about, Bowers, but I gotta get back out here to the parade. I see Crockpot, she's got Funky there. They're celebrating something with some
Funky. Look at Funky.
Crockpot, Funky over here.
Oh, there they are.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad Funky's out here enjoying the day.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
When I think to him, I say no.
You know, I've got something to say to you.
Do you want to suck it? All right. I get connection.
You got it.
I got it. I received it.
You received it. You're firing on all cylinders today, boy. All right, here's what this is. This is a segment. It's a segment called Psychic Connection. Uh-huh. I read something like name of such and such, and we both name it, and we see how psychically connected we really are. Now, before we start, I want us to just take a second, take it down a notch.
It's down.
And
that's the down indicator.
Really get the psychic juices flowing.
All right, hone in our psychic abilities.
We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. Okay. Here we are. Now, Kendall, name a candy bar.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2.
Snickers.
Twix. Oh.
Yeah. I was going to change my mind. It was the first thing that came to mind.
All right. All right. Name, Kendall, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Name. These are sponsored by no one. nobody cares. Name one of the old Avengers.
Oh, wait, I don't know all the Avengers.
You just gotta name one. I didn't say name them all and rank them from hotness. I just name one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, go. Iron Man. Oh, damn it.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I started saying Ant-Man, but I think he was.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
He was in that.
Jesus, they're all Avengers.
They are. It's a little kind of annoying. All right, Kendall, name an article of clothing. And really psychically connect this time. Ready?
You're gonna change my thought. Okay.
Clothes. In an article of clothes.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, socks.
Underwear.
That's close. We're getting closer.
We are.
All right, Kendall. Name something that flies.
All right.
3, 2, time. All right.
Oh! Thought we got one.
All right, Kendall. Name a Broadway show tune.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Uh huh.
All right. 3, 2. Suddenly
Old Man
Seymour.
River.
Oh, no. You wouldn't think that. All right.
Normally, I would think Suddenly Seymour.
Old Fat Kendall.
Why? Because you sing it on every episode.
Old Fat Kendall.
Just okay, Kendall, name something you keep in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
All right. 3, 2, Toilet paper. There you go.
Got two of them.
All right, getting to the last one. Uh-huh. Name a Sandra Bullock movie.
All right.
All right, 3, 2,
Miss Congeniality. Oh, I was going to say Speed. I changed it.
Now, what Gosh, I would I really thought. Love is if they would do one of those Alien versus Predator things, but Speed and Miss Congeniality. It could be like...
She's on Speed.
Yeah, I would love... Wouldn't... She could do both, like Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. But anyway, if you've enjoyed this, we have been Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99. And now, Kendall, I don't want to... hasten the end of our show, but I have got to go out there. I'm scheduled to do a big number in the street.
I know you are.
And now
hope it's not a number two.
You have a very... I'm not even going to touch that. You have a very Don't important job. I need you to hold the microphone cord here and not let me trip.
I'm so excited to hold your microphone.
So I'm going to open the door here. Just follow me out. I'm going to bring the microphone with me here. Oops. Don't let me trip.
I can handle holding the cord.
All right, that's last. We need to hear from you. Hello, Gay Busheltown Pride Parade. I find not only do I grow older and fatter, but I also grow gayer with age. And so with that in mind, let me introduce the song I'm about to sing. It's a show tune popularized by Barbara Streisand. Here we go. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't, it isn't right, don't, it isn't nice. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't walk on the grass, don't disturb the peace, don't skate on the ice. Well, I say do, I say walk on the grass, it was meant to feel, I say sail. Tilt to the windmill, and if you fail, you fail. Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't get out of line. When they say that, then, Kendall, that's a sign. 9 times out of 10, hey, you're doing just fine. Make just a ripple, come on, be brave. This time a ripple, next time away. And sometimes you have to start small, climbing the tiniest wall. Maybe you're going to fall, but it's better than not starting at all. Everybody says no, stop. Mustn't rock the boat, mustn't touch a thing. Everybody says don't, everybody says wait, everybody says can't fight City Hall, can't upset the card, can't laugh at the king. Well, I say try, I say laugh at the kings or they'll make you cry. Lose your poise, fall if you have to, but can't don't make a noise. Everybody says don't, everybody says can't, everybody says wait around for miracles. That's the way the world is made. I insist on miracles. If you do, then miracles might come true. Then I say don't be afraid. This is not a Michael Bublé concert. Thank you. I am Cliff. Thanks, Kendall. You did a good job.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Ooh.